Good morning.
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Jeff, over the weekend, we heard that a deacon at our church had passed away. It was a tragedy. He was having some open heart surgery. They had more complications than they expected. And it made me reflect a little bit on the holiday season and missing people. And one of the things in medicine that, well, is no longer in medicine is that therapeutic hug. I'm a big believer that there's an energy that we share when we shake a hand, when we give a hug. And when I first started medicine, a hug was actually a pretty common thing for me to give to somebody. Unfortunately, it has been frowned upon dramatically. I have one patient that still wants a hug when she leaves, and it's very rewarding to do that. I think I get some energy from the person, and I'm certainly hopeful that I'm giving them some energy. But it made me reflect a little bit on where medicine is today, how we got here, and how do we use hugs, and it made me think, when do we hug people? It's rare today, but when do we hug people? It is usually either in a moment of joy, you hug the bride and groom at a wedding, or it's a moment of sadness at a funeral, when you're parting someone that you really care about. Same thing with crying. We cry for joy and we cry for sadness. This is a time of year when we're connecting again. And I will tell you, I'm a grandparent. I don't care what trinket the kids give me, but getting that hug, getting that little tickle session, a kid sitting in my chair when they know it's my chair and they expect me to sit on top of them and we go back and forth. It's that connection that is so important. And that's an important part of my practice as well. The connection that I have with my patients. I take care of a smaller number of people. I am able to talk to them on the phone because I know who they are. I know their needs. I'm also able to help them avoid coming in if they don't have to. Let me give you a couple of examples. On Friday, I got a call from a patient who I know fairly well. She does have a few medical problems. And she said, you know, doc, I've got a bladder infection and I can't come in. What do I do? Well, we put you on an antibiotic. A woman knows when she has a bladder infection. Now, consider if she had called one of the corporate clinics in this area on a Friday afternoon. Would she have gotten through? Would she have talked to the physician or a medical provider that could prescribe? Would she have gotten treated? Or would she have been told, oh, you've got to go to urgent care? I saw a post on Facebook, a person that went to urgent care this weekend, and they were there for 2.5 hours for a 5-minute evaluation of their eye. Those are the kind of things that my practice is designed to eliminate. We want to take care of you as an individual. When we need to see you, we want to see you, but if we can treat you over the phone, and there are certain things that are so easy to treat over the phone, we're going to do that for you. It saves you as a patient time, and it saves me as a doctor time. Another example is someone who was very sick over the weekend, running a fever, couldn't stop coughing, and I was able to call in an antibiotic for them and get them treated. Actually, it came out of the office. I was able to give them samples directly from the office because that's part of their membership. So, and I know within literally 12 hours, she was feeling much, much better, and that's going to make the holiday season much better for her and her family. So these are the kind of things that we can do when we try to break down some of the barriers to good care that have been built up by corporate medicine. We do that by caring what things cost, by taking care of a smaller number of people, by setting a panel size that is reasonable both for myself and those that are on my panel. Now, I still have some room for growth. I'm actually recruiting now for a physician to join me because we want to be able to expand this level of care to more people in the Lakes area. So if you're listening today and you're thinking, my God, I need a new relationship with a doctor. I need someone who cares about me as an individual, who will listen to me, who will take the time. Then I'm encouraging you to give me a call today because I have something that is unique. I'm doing it because I think it's better. My patients certainly love it. We have very few people that don't renew on an annual basis. It's a month-to-month arrangement, and you can even try it out. And if you like it, great. If you don't like it, okay, move on. It's better for both of us if you do. And Jeff, that brings you into the equation here. Part of what I try to do is make sure that I'm cost effective in the care I give. But I also take care of a unique niche of people that honestly don't have coverage or have expensive coverage where they have a huge deductible. And they want to know that they're getting the best value for the money they're paying into the healthcare system. And that's where you and I have partnered now for 6 years. It's amazing to give people a good alternative when it comes to the catastrophic things that can happen in medicine that can lead to bankruptcy if you don't have a form of coverage. And you and I have had this wonderful relationship. We've taken care of a number of people. Fortunately, most of them don't need an awful lot of intervention. But we've also taken care of people that have had huge issues, and we've been there to help them through that process.
Yeah, Bruce, those are great points. And using the direct primary care, which is what you offer, teams up really well with what I offer on our cost programs. We're also very price conscious. We want to make sure that these are affordable for our members. And it's not a one-size-fits-all, so that's why we want to make sure we sit down and talk to each individual and find out what they've got for medical history, and you know, find out what their issues are with healthcare. And a lot of it is going to be the cost of healthcare. It's going to be the fact of actually being able to use their health insurance plans, and how expensive it is. It's expensive. And what we're running into now, and this is kind of all over the board, is the networks. We're finding a lot of clinics and providers that don't accept certain insurance carriers. And that's up in our area, that's a big concern, because one of the big, you know, carriers is not part of the clinics up here. So we do run into that quite a bit. Our program that I offer gives you the freedom. We don't have networks. You're able to go where you want to go, use who you want to go to. You can use them. You can go in different states. It's not just in this area. Having access to everyday care, urgent care, you cut your finger, you got a sinus infection, being able to call you or text you and use your program makes this, you know, that's where a lot of the savings is at. That's where a lot of people are saving money on a day-to-day basis, because, first of all, you might get people that have a symptom or a sickness, and they're not going to go to the urgent care or the walk-in clinic because they don't want to deal with the hassle. They don't know what it's going to cost. They're going to sit there for 2-3 hours waiting, you know, with other people who are sick, and it takes a whole day. And so the convenience of having your program along with my catastrophic plan for those bigger needs, the heart attack, stroke, cancer, broken bones, things like that, that's what it's designed to do. We've got great prescription coverage for, you know, everyday prescriptions, but also there's high-cost medications that we help every day with members. If it's diabetic supplies or, you know, those high expensive insulins, there's programs all around. If you're an employer out there looking for other ways of healthcare, we have the solution. We've got it designed so that we're not leaving any employee behind. The transition is easy, simple. It sounds like, you know, a lot, but you know, we got to give us some time to work and educate your employees, but we're there to take care of them. And that's what you find with, you know, working with Dr. Cunningham, and I work with other direct primary cares throughout the country. And where it really works is working with employers that have both programs in there, to where they have people to reach out to. They have somebody to call and talk to. If they have a medical issue, it's not emergency, but they can talk to you. They can call up and find out what's going on, get that peace of mind, or be told to go into the emergency room. If they're dealing with an actual medical case, they can reach out to me personally, and I help guide them. And with our team that we have behind the scenes working on with our members, we have great support. You're getting way better services, way better support. You're actually able to use your benefits. You don't have the high deductibles with our program. You have a $1,000 responsibility. You pay your $1,000. We take care of the rest 100% if it's an eligible need. I fall down, break an arm, I pay my $1,000. The co-op takes care of the rest. It's as simple as that. Providers love working with our program because they're not dealing with insurance companies. They're working with and you're working with your provider, your healthcare provider, on that, and you're managing your own time. But we're here to help assist and make sure that you're getting the best possible cash pay discount that you're getting when you're dealing with those providers.
Hey, Jeff, the other thing here is this time of year, most people know that as of January 1st, their $5,000 to $8,000 deductible comes back, even if they've spent it down because they've had a major health issue this year. Your program doesn't put that restriction on there. It is per event. So if somebody does have a heart issue and needs cardiac rehab into the new year, that's still that same $1,000 that they paid in at first when they went to the emergency room, had their cardiac angiogram and angioplasty done, and still is covered because it's that event. Whereas for so many people, let's say you're dealing with breast cancer or that type of thing, as of the first of the year, if you're in a traditional insurance program, that deductible hits you again. Whereas on your program, there isn't this annual thing. And the other point that we want to make, especially to employers, large or small, is that you can join Jeff's program any rush this time of year. And I really want to pat him on the back because that is such a good program. And you may have just been in this big rush this time of year and put off making a major decision, said, hey, we had it last year, we'll do it again. Oh my God, it's a 13% increase this year. Well, you can talk to Jeff at any time. Now, there is a timeline, though, as well, that we have to go through to get you and your employees money. So if one of your New Year's resolutions is it's not that long, and boy, I'll tell you, we've seen people saving phenomenal amount of money. So if one of your New Year's resolutions is employer, cut unnecessary costs. Better look at your healthcare costs, especially if you are a employer. Or if you're a family that either has nothing or is spending an awful lot on it, even though your employer helps with some of it, you want to give Jeff a call because in many cases, you're going to find that what he offers is not only less expensive, but better coverage.
And Bruce, we're coming up on January 1st where a lot of resolutions happen. And that happens to be, I'm going to join a gym. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get on better eating. And I'm talking about myself at the point here. So. But we have one of our benefits, our program offers a gym membership reimbursement up to a certain amount. We have nutritional health, meal planning, dietitian, health coaching. We have, you know, things like that that are helping people that want to get to that next step and working with our programs and giving services to help pay for those is a lot of the reasons why people don't continue. It's just the cost. But when you're getting some assistance to help pay for those programs, we want to provide, those are some of the preventive visits we want to make sure that people are getting and able to use and provide that. So give us a call. This is a great, you know, we still are in the individual health open enrollment till January 15th. So we have some time for those that are on traditional healthcare. And like Dr. Cunningham said, if you're an employer out there, we can work this anytime during the year. So give me a call. I'd love to visit you, share the program, educate you, show you how we can do it. But give me a call at 218-656-7304. Again, that phone number is 218-656-7304.
And Jeff, I'm going to encourage everybody, this is a special time of year when we celebrate the light coming, the birth of the baby Jesus. But it applies to the birth of every child. And as we now are past the shortest day of the year and we start looking forward to more light in our lives, give people those hugs, especially at this time of year. I'm Dr. Bruce Cunningham at Your Country Doc. My number is 218-600-5332. Give us a call. Give me a call. If you have a major health issue over the weekend or the holiday and you need some help, give me a call, 218-600-5332. Again, that's Dr. Bruce Cunningham, 218-600-5332. Check out the website, the letter U, the letter R, Country Doc, yourcountrydoc.com.